So we're back on the big stitch up today. Every year, once a year, on one day, they drop the political donations data, the bribery data. The journos all have a quick scrape through it to find the juiciest bits, the names of the billionaires that supported the Liberals coalition, and the names of the unions and other billionaires which supported Labor, and of course the corporations which support them pretty much equally, both. Well, we'll get a load of this little beauty. Abel Shaw, $39 million. That was one that the journos missed, as well as many others, because the data has transparency problems. You can classify things as not as donations, but as other receipts. And not only that, you've got to be like a international cyber hacker to work out how to find this furtive, this mysterious Abel Shaw. Who is this Abel Shaw that donated or that transferred $39 million? Who is it? Well, as it turns out, it's a coal company. Well, it's owned. It's an entity owned by the very large coal company Xstrata, which is in turn owned by the global commodities group Glencore. The infamous Glencore, controlled in the UK and Switzerland, one of Australia's, if not the biggest coal miners. So what the heck is this Abel Shaw doing, giving $39 million? This is the first you've heard of it, to Labor and the unions, to the CFMEU, an associate of the Labor Party. Now the MEU, because the construction division has demerged amid all its troubles from the mining and energy part of the union. Well, as per our last video, so go and check that out because we think this is an incredibly important thing, this electoral reform, well, masquerading as electoral reforms. There are some good things in there. It's basically designed to stitch up the independents and the minor parties. But the Libs, for their part, they don't particularly like, they're not incredibly happy with it because they think it's too good for the unions, and it would be because Labor has to feather its own nest. The Libs don't like the $20,000 cap on receipt of gifts, which is a good thing. Not that the Libs don't like it, but that there should be a cap on gifts. $20,000 seems reasonable for a gift. I haven't had a $20,000 gift lately, if ever. And then there's the $1,000 disclosure threshold down from 16K. I mean, that is a good thing too, but they don't like that, obviously, because they, you know, and the real-time things means that they'll have to, you know, disclose it when it lobs rather than 12 months later. And they don't like the leg up for the unions, whose affiliation fees to Labor are not capped and who can still spend $11 million each in federal campaigns. It's a lot of dough. It's no wonder the Libs don't like that bit. It's no wonder Labor does like that bit. The point of this video, though, is transparency is shot. Abel Shaw was just the biggest one that we could find, or our contacts, in fact, could find. It's just to point out a misconception also, the point of this video, and that is that the unions are big businesses of a sort. They, as per the Abel Shaw disclosure, if you can call it that, it's not very well disclosed, are associates of the coal miners, and it makes it more of a uniparty proposition altogether, this bill. Also, there's a serious disclosure issue around all of it, as per nobody picking up Abel Shaw. Basically, that really has to be tightened up by the AEC, and if there's any legislation which does get through, and it seems like a done deal because the Libs have agreed to it with Labor, the uniparty. Let's not mention the fact that corporate donations will continue to the two majors. They've lifted the overall cap, while Teals and Greens and other independents, every time there is a donation because of real-time disclosure. We like real-time disclosure, but the reality is that the press will cover it because it's the dreaded Greens and the dreaded Teals, because the press favours the status quo, the two-party duopoly, because it's a media duopoly and they get subsidised. So there are some good things in legislation, but if the press were not so biased towards the duopoly incumbents, particularly the coalition, it would work. Although we favour, of course, no donations at all. But to close, we ran this by a very high-powered lawyer, a former judge, who is au fait with all these issues of campaign finance, as they call it in the US. And he said, look, I had a brief look at the draft bill, but when it is 227 pages long and needs to be read alongside the act that it is amending, I gave up trying to get on top of it for now. He said there are some good things in the legislation. The big drop in the dollar figure at which a donation must be disclosed, the significant shortening of the period after which a donation must be publicly disclosed, and the ban on foreigners making political donations. These are the obvious ones. What haven't I got to the bottom of is, said the lawyer, whether a party could pour money into the electorate where an independent was standing, using its fairly large cap on expenditure as a party without that being added to the limited expenditure that the party's candidate in that electorate could make. Also, the exemptions in the definition of gift seem extensive, as does the price tag of $20,000 for disclosure for the cap. But I haven't tried to work out, said the judge, whether they open the door to any real evil. Anyway, so here are the issues. But the problem is the duopoly stitch-up, really, because they're trying to foist this bit of legislation on us, this bill, on our Australian democracy at very short notice, having unveiled it on Friday without a debate. I mean, there's a bit of a kerfuffle about it yesterday, and, of course, without a parliamentary inquiry. Now, they said that they had one, but when you've got 227 pages to go through over a weekend without being able to consult, that is not proper time. In any case, if the two majors agree to it, it is a done deal. Now, we might just point out that the furtive Abelshaw is but one example. And Abelshaw, after its $39 million gift or donation or other receipt, gave $8.7 million the year before. And there was a bizarre loan back in the day too from the union itself, the MEU, CFMEU in those days, to Abelshaw. Now, the reason for this is the historical reasons, which are bona fide, and that is that the union does own coal assets. This is just one union, mind you. These are some of its assets. So it's got a deal with Glencore. It's an associate of Glencore. So the lines between Labor and capital, they're not totally enemies, the good old Labor and capital. They're more blurred, these lines, than one would think. Thank you for support. Please share, like, and comment in the section below. And you can support us on Patreon if you like.